think one of the things that I found, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautifully shot.
Yeah. And then we're looking at Lonely Planet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh. It's disturbing to me, sort of. It feels a little bit exploitative.
Uh-huh.
In some ways. And maybe that there's an awareness of that. But there is an aspect of, you know, the Orientalism of the late exoticizing, as we said. So I found that.
Right now, we're in the behind-the-scenes part. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're supposed to be behind the scenes, even though you know that everyone's on camera, and they're maybe perhaps pretending to be behind the scenes of this mm-hmm. Bollywood production. Mm-hmm. So you feel like, oh, this might be a more natural way of seeing mm-hmm. people, because they're just at work and they're making something happen. But then when you realize that the camera is still like floating around on a hydraulic system around them.
For sure.
And then they get choreographed. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, the workers are actually now in the musical.
Yeah.
This is really satisfying, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's really great, yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
They are breaking it down. I miss this.
Oh, you miss this part?
First time.
Yeah.
I miss the musical moment.
So it's strange, because it's like you see all these different images of India, all that you could say are archetypal of different Indias. So you see like one where it's not. It's all just offices and people who are like
the call centers.
Yeah, the call centers. Then there's like the Bollywood version of India, and then there's like the Ganges, mm-hmm. and then the marketplace, the street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, because each one is kind of shown to be maybe a fiction.
I still wonder. Yeah, but they do have. There must be an aspect of reality. When they're shooting that huge room of the people watching themselves.
That feels the realest to me, too, because it's the when they're the most conscious of their own image, because they're an audience and they're watching images of what was shot of them earlier, I guess.
Right.
And they're fascinated.
Yes.
And they're also doing the same thing we're doing by looking at the movie of them.
Right.
So it's the coolest.
I still wonder what they were told about, you know, participating and what they would be seeing on the screen and what compelled them to go, you know?
Right. I have a feeling they're the people who are in the film and they're going to see themselves in the film.
But some of the people just like people that were shot, you know, in their natural environment on the street, like.
Well, for me, it makes me realize that it was never a natural environment that they're being shot in. But I don't know. That's not the correct answer or anything. That's my guess, you know, that maybe they participated, and that's them and their friends and family all
mm-hmm.
watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I sort of. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Or maybe that's the realest time, because they're with their friends and family.
Mm-hmm. But I just got a sense that they weren't fully aware
of
how it was going to be used or something.
Right.
I don't know. This also sort of reminds me of that movie Baraka from the 90s.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Well, I guess the scenery from the countryside, some of the music,
uh-huh.
The way it's shot,
uh-huh.
And Baraka was preceded by Quinasazzi.
With this idea
with
that
Philip Glass, he was the.
I'm remembering this now.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, and I always had, when I first saw those films, I always thought like, it's everything. They're like showing me everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like this film, it was like a film that was about how do I explain that? It was like almost saying, like, this is the whole world and this is what it looks like.
Right.
Like this total fantasy of what it meant to be living on Earth.
Right.
Which is kind of weird.
Right. I mean, it just puts a lot of power in the hands of the filmmaker.
Right.
You know?
And that the camera is objective and can tell you it all.
And, and that's in this world where a few major corporations, I mean, Disney seems to own everything. Their producers are calling the shots on what they choose to depict in terms of our world. And they have the bulk of the power.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially now that there's more meta-marketing, they know through email and what we click on. They have that power's been, you know, doubled, increased several fold. I was wondering if part of the reason that people participated was because they wanted to know, maybe a part of them wanted to know, like, what they look like.
Yeah.
Because I know
it's
everyone
like
likes to see themselves, you know,
sure,
in pictures or on video. As much as they pretend that they don't, I think people do.
Yeah. There is a sense that somehow we're going to get, like, a sense of objective reality. Or something that the camera can really mirror us, you know.
But what's interesting, when I was going to teacher training out in L.A.
Right,
the camera picks up what you project.
Ah.
Yeah, so we were talking a little bit about people who are photogenic and people who aren't. Try this at home.
Okay.
Take a picture where you're thinking, like, you know, I'm gorgeous or whatever, and have the picture taken, and then one where you're just like, oh, I'm not feeling so hot today. It's so different.
So I take a picture of myself where I think I'm gorgeous,
right,
and then I take a picture of myself where I feel really bad.
I spent a day wandering around West Hollywood with this woman who was shooting my headshot, and I've never been had a camera pointed at me that much, and I was super uncomfortable. And I was just laughing, and then finally I was exhausted by the end of the day. And she was like, you know, because all day she'd be like, oh, give me this, move that, and I was just like, I can't believe that this is happening. But then at the end of the day I was like, fine, I'll just do what she says. And she's like, you know, sultry or whatever, and the camera picks it up.
Yeah.
You know?
The weird thing is they know that you do have to project for a photograph to really register as something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, for me, the most interesting is, how do you not, like, if you did not project anything in the photograph, would that mean you're invisible? Like, the camera's really not picking up anything and it won't register for people? Or is that just like the photographer has a fantasy of what they want you to be and then you just start to do it for them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about, we were talking about how people like to see themselves, and I think part of it is self-knowledge. Like, oh, maybe if I can see myself on film, I'll know exactly who I am, you know?
Right.
Won't have any more questions. But that then, and when that's blended with the internet age, that easily slips into, you know, narcissistic territory.
Yeah.
And we also reward narcissism now, because everyone's broadcasting what they're doing.
Right.
It's all so self-indulgent.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun to see how artists play with it.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing some of here.
It's the beginnings of it here,
But it's, I'm looking forward to the Andy Kaufmans of the internet and, video age.
Uh-huh.
I think that's going to be fun.